USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is continuing to blame Russian President Vladimir Putin and corporate greed for record-high gas prices. The president with a message for oil companies regarding production.
This is the time, not the time, to sit on record profits. It's time to step up for the good of your country, the good of the world, to invest in immediate production that we need to respond to Vladimir Putin.
Biden saying the nation's strategic petroleum reserve will also be putting an average of 1 million barrels of oil on the market each day in the United States. Two people were killed Thursday in the Florida Panhandle when their mobile homes were toppled by a suspected tornado, one of nearly 30 that has wreaked havoc across seven South and Midwest states. The National Weather Service issuing tornado watches in Florida and Georgia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious Gluco Down drink mixes. Gluco Down drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
Gluco Down's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
Eight diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search Gluco Down. That's G-L-U-C-O Down.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says Ukraine can win this war against Russia and get refugees back to their homes. Ernst saying that her experience of visiting Ukrainian refugees was heartbreaking and the United States needs to do all it can to help the conflict end with Ukraine victorious.
Ukraine can win this fight. However, in order to win the fight against Russia and push out the invaders, they do need more lethal aid.
A new TMZ report says the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences lied about asking Will Smith to leave the Oscars after he slapped Chris Rock. The Academy said Wednesday they asked Smith to leave the theater after the slap, but he refused to do so. TMZ said there were debates between commercial breaks about whether to kick Smith out, but no decision was made until an Academy official approached him reportedly saying, "We do not want you to leave." This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The administration believes that the Russian president may not be getting the entire story regarding what's going on in Ukraine.
Putin may be getting bad intelligence from his senior military leaders. United States and United Kingdom officials say intelligence indicates Vladimir Putin may be misinformed on how badly the Russian military is performing in Ukraine.
We would concur with the conclusion that Mr. Putin has not been fully informed by his Ministry of Defense at every turn over the last month.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United Nations is asking for countries to contribute to a $4.4 billion humanitarian fund for Afghans who are facing a food shortage and economic hardship. UN Aid Chief Martin Griffiths says now is the time to act.
Afghans need our help, enabling their economy, sustaining their agriculture, and enabling the basic functioning of social services to prevent further economic collapse.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is getting a new release date. Instead of debuting on Wednesday, May 25th, the Star Wars series will now release on Friday, May 27th. In an announcement on the show's Twitter account, Ewan McGregor saying the first two episodes of the show will debut on the 27th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.